McKenzie. Go ahead and get it, sit out there, okay? You want to sit right there? We'll keep the mic off. All right. We're going to come back to order here.
Yo.
Well, thank you so much for those who have stayed again for this, our next set of music. It's come to order. Remember, the rule at Eddie's is during music, except for Thomas, he can repeat September if I happen to say it. I know that we have several new arrivals. We just finished with a set from Eugene, which was spectacular. Eugene, thank you very much again. This is sort of like the Pee Wee League coming up against Babe Ruth, but so be it. Here we go. Now, this journey that takes me here today began, obviously, by looking at me a long time ago and many, many pounds. That's all right. We'll get that, Bob. We'll bust that for you later. I began playing guitar when I was 14. Of going to music stores because I didn't really have money to buy sheet music, but I knew to go to music stores and probably was copyright violation to copy down the chords, and which I did, and went home and tried to learn them. But I wrote music off and on through the years. I wrote my first song in 1974 when I was at Naval Academy Prep School, and one of my buddies from the prep school is here with me. Here with us today, Justin Pavone and Kim Pavone. Justin was in my class at Naps and on my hallway. He lacked musical talent in a serious way, but he did demand that I teach him songs, which I did, and I had to write new ones for him just to try to bring up his musical level, but it never came up. He was the first Italian I ever worked with in music, but then I found Eugene, and ever since then, it's been golden. But wrote music off and on, wrote a song for Helen and I's wedding in 1977, and Helen, I apologize for you, because if I had to say what was the worst song I ever wrote, it was that one. But the sentiment was there, but it was a terrible song. But I always wanted to do better and better. Basically began studying James Taylor seriously in about 1988 due to a very serendipitous event, and that was meeting Bill Duffy, my partner, outside of the 2500 Trust Company Tower, and in casual conversation, I don't quite know how it came up, but he told me that his father had given him a 1968 Martin in 1968, and we were talking in 88, that he had put upstairs in his attic, not Eddie's attic, Judge Duffy's attic. And I said, could I borrow that and just, play with it for a while? And he lent it to me. It was the first time I ever had a Martin guitar. It had such a spectacular sound. It just took me on a whole musical journey, and I began to take James Taylor's whole songbook and try to learn that soup to nuts. And about 6 years later, and it was only because Bill called, I returned the guitar. I admit that Helen's sister put a toe through it. We had a professional guitar, the guy who repairs toe holes. He did a beautiful job on the guitar, but we finally gave it back to Bill. But that was really what launched me on this journey of learning the guitar again, learning chords, loving those songs as much as I did when I was a kid. And I began trying to write songs in earnest, not just sort of haphazard event songs, but songs in earnest that I was trying to be serious about the lyrics and the music in about 1992. And about that time, I heard a fantastic singer-songwriter. I was in some kind of a record warehouse, and they had one of these kiosks, and I put the kiosk on. It was David Wilcox. It was his Home Again album. His Home Again album was produced by Ben Wish, and singing on that 1992 album, it was David Wilcox, but he had various great artists singing with him, including Eugene Ruffalo, unbeknownst to me. But I listened to that record and this song, Distant Water, which was so fantastic, so beautifully written, that it absolutely sent me on a new journey and gave me a new mission to want to write great songs. I wish that I could be a person that listens to great songs and just says, that's great, and enjoys them, instead of trying to do one myself. I wish, I haven't gotten there yet, but I sometimes wish I don't have the urge. But I did, listening to that in 1992, that launched me on a journey of wanting to seriously write songs. I did, recorded Choices and Chances over the course of 10 years, picked out songs on that, and then had the great project in 2005, 2006, when, as fate would have it, ultimately Ben Wish, who produced that David Wilcox album, ended up producing 5 tracks on Second Chances, which is available back there for grabbing. The more you take, the closer I get to going foil. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that you will grab some. But Ben Wish produced songs on there, and in seeking out Ben Wish, because I love that David Wilcox album so much, and I wanted that sound, I ended up emailing Ben Wish and tracking him down, finding his website. And on his website, who should I find but Eugene Ruffalo? And what song should I hear but Sweet Southern Eyes, that song he sang today? I listened to that and said, holy mackerel. If I could get that guy with his guitar to play Wherever You Are, man, the sky's the limit. My hair could grow back. I did. Not everything turned out, of course, but most of it did. Most of it did. In any event, in a tribute to David Wilcox, I want to try something. You know, Eugene says I'm always doing risky things, which I am. Like, we played Shower of the People today, and we hadn't practiced that last night, but I thought it came out reasonably well. David Wilcox has out a brand new album called Open Hand, and on his new album, he has the first song is called We Have a Dream Again. And it basically tells the story of many people in this room, I think, maybe not the little ones, but they're part of the journey. It's basically that we all grew up with aspirations, went to school, went to college, learned. We were part of the most successful nation in the world. And then it seemed that bit by bit, things seems to change. The economics dramatically different. We had 9/11 and all kinds of other things that seemed to change your perspective and make you a little bit more pessimistic. But Wilcox is always, he's a terminal optimist, as I am. I wouldn't be up here if I wasn't. But David sort of took the angle on this that, you know, it's time to seize back the country and realize that we're back in the pioneer days again. And we have to regain optimism, and we have to take all the sort of our capacity to dream and be a visionary and move it forward again. And so he wrote this song. The first time I listened to it, I said, that is a spectacular song. I hope you agree. You may not, and it's okay to boo. It has no chorus. It has no chorus. David Wilcox, as some of you music aficionados may know, uses many, many tunings. You know, he tunes the guitar and, you know, puts a paperclip on it and, you know, all this crap. I'm not doing any of that. I did put it in a tuning to get relatively close. I tested it out on Eugene last night. He said, you know, it's in the ballpark. It's sort of like on the edge of the fairway. So I'm going to start with this song of David Wilcox, and just to thank him for getting me started. And I think it's a nice message. We had time to dream our huckleberry glide downstream. That's just how it seemed. Time was cheap as gasoline. Old Route 66 through the sticks was our magic carpet. Remember how we'd fly and not look down. Far across the sea, the history of those ancient empires, we were earning our degrees. Study hard to stoke our own fires, so summer we could fly, you and I, with our headphones blaring. whistling through the fallen ruins of Rome. Well, I know we're not at peace, coming home across our border, security police. Change the homeland threat to orange. Remember back when we were the free and the hopeful nation, home from vacation, and toe that line. I got no time to rest. A search for work in Carolina. We used to make the best. Now they ship that stuff from China. Factories closing down. Leave our town with its homeless shelters and blankets on the ground when gates are closed. Ashes in the dust. Must have been their campfire burning. It's booming till we're bust. That's the lesson we've been learning. Through our glory days, all ablaze. Through our pride and promise, we never saw the ways that it all falls down. Look, we're leaving here tonight. Walk the rails across that river and on the other side. All the future can deliver. Across this great divide, rivers wide, where the future's waiting. If we can just decide to leave the past. Now look here, it's who we've always been. Land of dreaming visionaries. The frontier starts again. Make your way with what you carry. The journey is from here, hope or fear, for our children's children. We are the pioneers, and we have a dream. Again.